Today, the year that was, markets bet on hope over expectation. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. As we enter 2026, and Happy New Year to all, we should reflect on the fact that while hope is a desire for a positive outcome with uncertainty about its arrival, it represents a wish for the most desirable outcome, whereas expectation is a strong belief or probability assessment that something will happen, trusting the result and often implying control even when it does not exist. Now, I think markets remain in the hope camp, despite signs that may question that optimism. All up, the world's main stock benchmarks have had a turbulent year, repeatedly hitting record peaks and then pulling back as worries over tariffs, interest rates, and a possible AI bubble whipsawed markets. Still, markets gained height in 2025, with the MSCI All World Index up a staggering and significant 20.82% over the past year, while the Stoxx 600 in Europe rose 16.08%. Over on Wall Street, the S&P 500 was up 16.65% for the year, though it posted a fourth straight weekly loss on Wednesday. It was supported by bullish bets on the AI-linked stocks. The Nasdaq rose 20.54% for the year, though it did slide a little this week, while the Dow, which also fell, was up just 13.38% for 2025, with lower exposure to IT. So much of the momentum can be sheeted towards tech and AI stocks, with the iShares Semiconductor ETF ending the year with a nearly 40% gain. Nvidia, the mother of the AI boom, rose 34.84% over the 12 months, while Alphabet was up a massive 65.23%. Microsoft made just 15.54%, Apple 11.49%, and Meta a mere 10.15%. So not all tech is equal. Actually, semiconductor stocks led the broader markets lower on Wednesday, with Western Digital, Micron, and KLA Corporation among the biggest decliners, offsetting a slight gain in Nvidia, as investors appear to take profits on some chip-making names that have racked up the triple-digit gains this year. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, meanwhile, shrugged off the broader decline after Reuters reported on Wednesday that Nvidia Corporation approached TSMC to help speed up production of its H200 AI chips. The most notable trend this year was the massive memory supercycle and the continued maturity of the AI infrastructure. As the early excitement around AI software cooled, capital rotated aggressively towards the physical hardware required to store, move, and process unprecedented volumes of data. And with a global shortage of high-end storage hardware components, three stocks in the semiconductor and data storage ecosystem dominated the index, which actually meant they outperformed even the Magnificent Seven. The top three performing S&P 500 stocks of 2025 were all direct beneficiaries of the red-hot AI hardware theme. SanDisk Corporation stands as the undisputed top performer of 2025 after completing its spin-off from Western Digital in February and earning inclusion in the S&P 500 in November. Stock surged an astonishing 567% year-to-date. SanDisk develops and manufactures data storage solutions built on NAND flash technology. It's a segment that is becoming increasingly critical to AI workloads spanning data centers, mobile devices, and edge computing. The rally was driven by a near-perfect storm, combining a global shortage of NAND flash memory with rapidly accelerating demand for fast local storage tied to the rise of AI at the edge. As a pure-play flash provider, SanDisk was uniquely positioned to benefit from soaring prices, which roughly doubled during the second half of the year. Close behind it was former parent company Western Digital, which has gained 290% for the year. The decision to separate from SanDisk proved to be a strategic turning point, allowing Western Digital to fully concentrate on its enterprise hard disk drive business. While flash memory dominates consumer devices, Western Digital's ultra-high capacity hard disk drives now reach 32 terabytes and beyond and have become foundational infrastructure in large-scale AI data centers. These drives are essential for long-term storage and archival needs tied to AI model training and inference. And rounding out the top three is Micron Technology, which delivered a 247% gain. Micron's breakthrough year was driven by its dominance in high bandwidth memory, a critical component of NVIDIA's latest Blackwell series GPUs. As one of the only three global suppliers of HBM, Micron benefited from exceptional pricing power through 2025. Morgan Stanley analysts described Micron's fiscal year performance as one of the strongest in the history of US semiconductors, fueled by repeated earnings beats and accelerated demand. Beyond tech, of course, the broader sector weakness on Wednesday came to light amid very light trading volumes, with many investors already on the sidelines ahead of the holidays, while US bonds closed early on Wednesday too. For the year, though, US banks were strong, with Citigroup up 66.84% for the year and Goldman Sachs up 52.88%, benefiting from the market volatility and lending growth. It's still hard to read the state of the US economy, actually, after the data freeze stemming from the shutdown. But the Labor Department said on Wednesday that weekly initial jobless claims dropped by 16,000 to a seasonally adjusted 199,000. That's the lowest in a month and below the 220,000 estimated by economists. Having weathered a year of tariff wars, the longest government shutdown in US history, and roiling geopolitical strife, bond yields have tended to rise in the light of higher inflation. Investor sentiment on stocks were also soured by the Federal Reserve's December policy meeting minutes released on Tuesday, which revealed deep divisions among policymakers over the path of interest rates in 2026. New projections issued after the December meeting show that the Fed only expects one rate cut next year, while language in the new policy statement indicated the Fed would likely remain on hold for now until new data shows that either inflation is again falling or unemployment is rising more than anticipated. Trump said he plans to announce his pick for the next federal chair sometime in January, replacing Jerome Powell, whose term ends in May and who has faced consistent criticism from the president. However, some of the new voting members next year have recently expressed doubts about continued rate cuts. While the Fed delivered a quarter percentage point cut at the meeting, the minutes showed some officials were increasingly cautious about easing further, citing stubborn inflation pressures and uncertainty over the economic outlook. Others argued that restrictive policy could risk slowing growth too sharply if maintained for too long. US Treasury yields ticked higher, with the yield on the benchmark 10-year up to 4.177%. The 30-year bond rose to 4.840, while the 2-year yield, which typically moves in step with interest rate expectations for Federal Reserve cuts or moves, rose. This screams rate cuts are limited from here. So while investors entered late December expecting a so-called Santa Claus rally, a period that historically brings in gains in the final days of the year and the first sessions of January, those hopes have faded as stocks drifted lower instead. Economic data releases, of course, remain sparse in the holiday shortened week, leaving markets largely driven by technical factors, policy expectations, and year-end portfolio adjustments and low, low volumes. On the geopolitical front, efforts to resolve the Russia-Ukraine war were complicated by Russian President Vladimir Putin's warning that Russia's negotiating stance would toughen following his accusation that Kiev attacked Putin's residential complex. Ukraine denies the accusation and said that the Kremlin fabricated the incident to block peace negotiations. The dollar held its gains following the release of the Fed's minutes, but is still at its steepest annual drop in 8 years, with the DXY down more than 10% this year, after a year of interest rate cuts, fiscal worries, and erratic US trade policy under President Donald Trump. The dollar index, which measures the greenback against a basket of currencies, including the yen and the euro, rose 0.23% to 98.28, with the euro up to 1.1752. Japanese yen was one of the few currencies that failed to capitalize on the weak dollar in 2025, remaining roughly flat, even as the Bank of Japan raised rates twice during the year, once in January, and then in December. Against the Japanese yen, the dollar strengthened 0.26% to 156.68, remaining relatively close to levels that prompted statements from officials in Tokyo about supporting the currency and increased market expectations of a possible intervention by the Bank of Japan. Sterling was at 1.3478, but was up more than 7% on the year against the dollar. Other European countries also rallied in 2025. Gold and silver prices rebounded from prior sessions selling off, which was largely attributable to year-end profit-taking following the precious metals bumper year. Gold remains strong, registering its best year of gain since 1979, up 62.31% this year, with futures at 4,332, while silver outperformed, up 137% for the year, and it was last at $70.89. Both down a little due to increased margin calls and end-of-year profit-taking. This swing to precious metals is important as it flags risk worries across the markets. This week, oil prices held firm amid fading hopes of an imminent Russia-Ukraine peace deal and rising Middle East tensions concerning Yemen. US crude dipped to settle at $57.42 per barrel, while Brent settled at $60.91 a barrel. Brent was down 19.78% for the year, while WTI was down 20.8%. Despite a slightly muted final trading day, European stocks have performed exceptionally well this year. The FTSE actually fell 0.1% on Wednesday to be up 20.23% for the year, marking its fifth consecutive year of positive returns. The CAC 40 rose just 10.22% in France, as political uncertainty, mounting fiscal debt concerns, and rising bond yields weighed on French equities. Limited upside, of course, compared with its peers. The DAX in Germany, on the other hand, was up 22.3%, supported by government fiscal stimulus and strategic infrastructure investments. German long bonds were at 3.48%. That's up 33% across the year. Again, this is an important sign that suggests the ECB has done with rate cuts. And the pan-European Stoxx 600 posted roughly a 16.08% gain for the year. That's its best yearly performance since 2021. Most Asian stock markets were closed on Wednesday, the final trading day of 2025, but the region also ended the year with solid gains, led, of course, by technology shares amid surging demand for AI, despite bouts of volatility linked to US trade policy. Investor enthusiasm around AI adoption boosted chip makers, data center operators, and hardware suppliers, and that helped lift regional indices even as broader economic growth remains uneven. Markets with heavy exposure to technology exports, including South Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, were among the strongest performers of the year. Japan's Nikkei 225 jumped 26.18% over the year, while South Korea's KOSPI surged a massive 75.67%. China's Shanghai Composite Index rose 21.6% in 2025, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng climbed 30.61%. On Wednesday, sentiment received some support from China, where data showed that factory activity returned to growth in December. Official Purchasing Managers Index figures indicated that manufacturing moved back above the 50-point mark, separating expansion from contraction, suggesting a modest improvement in domestic demand toward the end of the year. Investors viewed the data as a cautious positive signal for the world's second largest economy after months of sluggish momentum. While India's Nifty 50 achieved an 8.09% annual gain, Australia's S&P ASX 200 only achieved 6.26%, which I think underscores the questions about the performance of the Australian economy and its leadership. New Zealand, in comparison, though, only achieved a 3.35% 12-month rise. The Australian rise was its smallest annual gain since 2022, when the markets fell, as high company valuations and the growing prospect of interest rate hikes contained the upside compared with double-digit returns from major international peers. Materials was the best top-performing sector this year, up 32%, buoyed by record prices for gold, silver, and copper, amid a global supply shortage and a low interest rate backdrop. Australia, of course, is a major supplier of gold, copper, and rare earth, and a big source of silver byproduct. Index-heavy Rio Tinto, which hit a record high this week, had its best year in nearly a decade, up 25%, while BHP pushed 15% higher. yet the best performers by far were gold miners, as the subindex flew up 124%. Shares in Evolution Mining and Newmont more than doubled, while Northern Star rocketed 73% higher. In contrast, the healthcare and technology sectors dived more than 20% this year, with the latter coming under pressure as the year progressed amid global fears of an AI bubble. Software company Xero dived 32% in the last 12 months, while WiseTech, chaired by controversial billionaire businessman Richard White, created 43%. WiseTech picked up 0.9% on Wednesday after reaching an agreement with the competition regulator to divest its cargo logistics software business, Expedient, due to monopoly concerns. Financials ended the year with a modest 8% gain as fund managers shifted positions from expensive banks to commodity stocks. ANZ led the major banks with a 27% gain for the year, trailed by Westpac and National Australia Bank, who rose as much as 17%. Commonwealth Bank finished the year just 5% higher after peaking in the middle of the year at a valuation that made it the most expensive bank in the world. In other areas, energy and consumer staples ended 2025 in negative territory. In currencies, the Aussie dollar held firm at around 67 US cents for its biggest annual gain since 2020 during the COVID pandemic. It was last at 66.73 cents and at 49.51 UK pence. The 10-year Australian government bond price fell as expectations for higher interest rates grew, with yields at 4.741%, pushing fixed mortgage rates higher and signalled again higher rates from the RBA ahead. The two-year was a 4.062. Finally, in crypto, Bitcoin posted its first annual loss since 2022. It was down 9.59% as macroeconomic pressures and fading momentum weighed on the world's largest cryptocurrency. Despite reaching a fresh high this year, Bitcoin has struggled to regain its footing since October, and last month experienced its biggest monthly drop since the middle of 2021. It was last at 87,904 US. After soaring earlier this year with the election of crypto-friendly US President Donald Trump, cryptocurrencies along with stocks plummeted in April on his tariff announcements. They quickly rebounded, with Bitcoin hitting an all-time peak of around 106,000 US in early October. But just days later, on October the 10th, the market plunged again when Trump announced a new tariff on Chinese imports and threatened export controls on critical software. That sparked more than $19 billion worth of liquidations across leveraged crypto market positions. That's the largest liquidation in crypto history. Analysts say Bitcoin's gyrations in 2025 increasingly tracked stock market sentiment as traditional retail institutional investors jumped into cryptocurrencies, which next year may be even more closely tethered to factors driving stocks and other risk assets, such as monetary policy shifts and nervousness over the lofty valuations of AI-related stocks. Historically, Bitcoin and stocks did not move in tandem because crypto was seen as an alternative investment. But with broader crypto adoption by traditional retail investors and some institutions, the correlation looks to be strengthening. Crypto industry notched major regulatory wins in the US under the first year of the Trump administration, including the Securities and Exchange Commission's swift move to dismiss Biden-era lawsuits against Coinbase, Binance, and others, as well as the passage of a landmark law creating federal rules for dollar-pegged crypto tokens. But crypto market structure legislation and carve-outs from SEC rules that should fix core long-standing problems for the industry are yet to come, threatening to sap the industry's celebratory mood. That's according to multiple industry experts. Trump courted industry cash, pledging to be a crypto president, and his family-owned crypto ventures have helped to propel the sector into the mainstream, said some. Actually, crypto companies and executives donated more than $245 million into the 2024 election cycle to promote pro-crypto candidates, including Trump, according to the Federal Electoral Commission data. Finally, Strategy, a real bellwether of the Bitcoin community, ended the year well down from its highs, having bet big on the price of the crypto. Other coins were also caught in the downdraft, with Ether down 13.74% for the year. So standing back, we expect 2026 to be another volatile year, and we start with a set of overvalued stocks, questions about the sustainability of the massive AI investments, and a gap between this tech story, The rest of the markets, as I said, hope over expectation. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.